Massive protests on behalf of Mexico have broken out across Los Angeles, completely blocking the busy 101 freeway. Surrounding the unlucky commuters caught in the middle. As we're now seeing flags from everywhere of the places they allegedly don't want to be. So downtown LA is brought to a standstill in every direction, and local law enforcement has now called it non-permitted. And when the police finally did arrive, it took them until night to actually do anything. Until LAPD deployed the tactical shaman. And then the protesters immediately retook the freeway. I'm so sick of seeing this type of protest that I honestly think everybody on that freeway needs to see 6 months in county. This whole culture of whenever activists get upset, they're just allowed to hold the citizens captive has to stop. And if you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed for more clips like this. Because I left that stupid city, as whenever a war broke out overseas, they had to stop our freeways. The Supreme Court returns a decision back to the states, which will have zero impact on California. Block that same freeway. A guy dies across the country and you want to blame all cops everywhere? Guess nobody gets to go to work today. Or basically anytime the orange man does something, feel free to unlawfully block me in my vehicle. And notice in all four of those protests, none of the signs, shouting, or social media posts accomplished a single thing. And yet, the police seemed to conveniently look the other way when actually sentencing these idiots to any significant time behind bars. Because I can guarantee you, if they gave them their disbursement orders, and the remaining 50 idiots on the freeway refused to take their protests peacefully to the pedestrian sidewalk, then they got locked up and lost 6 months of their life in the Twin Towers Correctional Facility, suddenly nobody will think blocking the 101 is such a good idea anymore. And is this an insanely harsh punishment? Of course it is. But it's not like they're randomly picking out activists from a list to make an example out of them. We're just setting up a system called consequences, aka the justice system. So hopefully Los Angeles can rediscover it someday. Because just outside the county lines, by the Strawberry Farms in Oxnard, these same protests are in the streets burning the American flag. And it's bad enough they're waving the flags of a country they're protesting being sent to, but also burning the flag of the country they're demanding they stay in. What a confusing worldview to have. It's always America bad, but simultaneously, I demand to live in only America. As all the way down to the border in San Diego, they're also blocking the streets for the same protest. Almost everywhere in Southern California is simply allowing this to happen, as if there's some sort of acceptable level of stopping the streets, when it should be zero, because when this is just allowed, it's only a matter of time before an ambulance gets stuck on the freeway, or like what we saw in Texas, an Uber driver ends up popping a protester. As over in Idaho, we're already seeing Americans fighting these forces flying foreign flags.
Guess I'm not leaving as soon as I thought.
And not even the cops are safe, as in Salem, Oregon, they began smacking his squad car. And again, all of this can be fixed if everybody that vandalized that police vehicle got the book thrown at them. It might not be Munson County, but whatever appropriate fine actually being applied would be a decent start, as these people genuinely think there are absolutely no consequences to not only brazenly breaking our laws, but recording, posting, and boasting about nobody being able to stop them. And if this protest is to convince us that they should be allowed to stay, It's not working. It's just reassuring us that this needs to happen. As the argument against it is, it's making all these workers not show up to their jobs.
Ya toda la gente que trabajaba aquí, unos están espantados, no hay quien venía a trabajar, otros ya se los llevó migración y así es como los negocios empiezan a quebrar.
No immigrants gives you this.
Whole bunks of mad faces and dishes stacked and nothing ready.
This is just like how their movement simultaneously argues, America bad, but don't make me leave. This is the same side that shrieks over low wages and a housing crisis. But if all these legitimate businesses are suddenly seeing 90 to 100% of their workforce disappear due to illegitimate citizenship, it seems like we might have a lot more people here than should be. And you know what depresses wages? Importing cheap labor. You know what creates a housing crisis? Importing millions more into an area with a finite amount of housing. And of course, both of those have solutions that can alleviate the issues, but it's like they're literally trying to argue both sides of the coin. And their only solution is to give the government more of our money, because somehow that will solve anything. But finally, Trump was elected, and immediately began militarizing our border.
Can you assess your work so far?
Well, look, I looked at the numbers this morning, Maria. The crossings on the border are down 93%. President Trump is a game changer. No one has had the success he's had on securing the border. He clearly understands we can't have strong national security if we don't have border security. We need to know who's coming in, what's coming in, where it's coming in, why it's coming in. And we have achieved a success on the border already. We got more work to do. And on top of that, we, as far as deportation operation, we're just shy of, I think we got 5,000 already arrested the first week.
This is kind of crazy here that the cartels authorized the use of weaponized drones, explosives against CBP personnel and U.S. law enforcement down there at the southern border. Now, they're actually being encouraged, of course, to remain cognizant and vigilant, but they're also being encouraged to use their long arms. Blake, I have never seen this in a CBP memo before. They say, where are your ballistic gear?
Drones? Yes. This got out of hand so fast that the normie liberal activist doesn't even realize they're flying the flag of the forces that may be going to war with our military. As throwing a brick through a Starbucks for social justice is one thing, but being seen as an enemy combatant might put them in an entirely different category, but hopefully it doesn't come down to that. And one last thing, as this so-called deportation document is spreading through social media, where many men are memeing and changing their minds about the whole situation. But this isn't even a good hoax, as you should have been able to spot that even without the AI detector. I know it was mostly jokes, but we gotta be better than that. So if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription, and we can chat again soon.